Yeah, you know, Lyman Baird was honored as a pillar of the city in 2018. Basically, his plaque is on land that he had owned at one time and gifted to the city. But really, you know, somebody who's always a leader at the city, county, and state level. I think he was involved with the Minnesota State Fair, for example, but always looking to improve Austin. And he's very influential in the first paving of streets in Austin. For, you know, one example, served as mayor as well. But he always had in his mind, this is circa 1900, a dream of turning the backwater swampland that we know today as Austin Mill Pond, but back then it was dotted with different islands, wooded islands, and some real swamp areas that didn't smell great, would draw in mosquitoes. People used it, especially back at that time, as a dumping ground. So kind of an eyesore, not a great place, but it was used for some recreation, you know, back then, because it didn't have a lot of options. So he wanted to turn it into a park. He had that in his mind for years. And then in 1905, he made what the local papers called a magnificent offer. Him and his wife offered $5,000 the city would match it and gift a good chunk of land to beautify that area, to turn it into a nice usable park. So there were a lot of key players that ended up, you know, being behind that area becoming Forest Austin State Park, which was approved in 1913 and was really finalized in the 1920s. But none of that would have happened without Lyman Baird. So we thought it would be fitting to name an island that remains from all that big transformation back then after him and in his honor.